Joan Donovan is with Data and Society, a research institute. For years, she's been tracking white supremacists from platform to platform online.
They were really trying to figure out what young men were angry about and how they could leverage that to bring about broad-based social movement.
And first-person shooter games, chat rooms, and video platforms, she says, are good places to find angry young men. Video games are a $100 billion industry. So what are companies' responsibilities to ensure that teens won't encounter hate groups? Greg Boyd is a lawyer who represents the game industry for the firm Frankfurt Kernit. He says companies take the problem seriously and remove or ban people when they're flagged by other players. But the scale of the issue is daunting.
You're talking about Microsoft, PlayStation, and Steam. You're talking about 48 million, 70 million, and 130 million monthly active players or players that are playing, you know, probably on a weekly basis. I mean, that's the populations of Spain, France, and Russia.
Imagine, he says, moderating all that chat, text, and voice, moment by moment.
In literally every language, dialect, and sub-dialect spoken in the world.
While the industry struggles to contain the threat, experts say it's up to parents to keep an ear out and to step in if they notice something that concerns them. John tried, and lately, he says, his son, now 16, seems to have left these ideas behind. He's playing fewer online shooter games, and on his own, he started attending church.